Okay, so we're holding here on Perek Yud Beis, and it's in the middle of being mamshich of the chshivas of Tzuras Adam in the Bria. Klal Adava. Ki mispa mitzvahs ese, mispa mitzvahs leis ese, u lehashlim es Adam. So the ese in the los ese is to give Adam his tzura. Ve asha Adam ukmai tzura la'olam, u b'shvul ze atoira hi ashlam es kol olam. So Adam is the tzura to the world, and Torah is the ashlama of the world by that. let's explain a little bit, just the musig again, the concept of a tzura to the world and so on. The word chaimer and tzura is an old philosophic term. One means substance, one means form. The simplest and crudest explanation would be, Lamashal, if I have a table here, so the wood is the substance, and the cut, how big the table is, how the wood is tied to the feet, the structure of it, that's called the tzura. But on a deeper level, the tzura means what is its role. So, for instance, let's give an example. Imagine that the table is wobbly, and I take a rock and I put it under the table. So somebody asks, what is this? So I can say it's a rock. I can also say it is the support of the table. In other words, there is what a thing is within itself, and then there is what is its picture. In other words, what is it doing? And therefore, the world itself is X, Y, Z, all the pieces in the world, anything that science identifies. Then as a Shaila, what's the meaning of this world? What do all the pieces add up to? It could be nothing. It's just maker, 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 and then has no tzura whatsoever. Or, so Adam is the tzura of the world. If we're to ask ourselves, what is the world is the setting for Adam to realize himself. That's what the world is. And that's one of the, it's fascinating, but you'd never think that this had been an issue, but today that is an issue. In other words, whether a person is supposed to use the world responsibly, the answer is of course, because that's what Adam is supposed to do. But when the question is, why is Adam more important than any other Baal Chai, that's two so diametrically opposed understandings of the world. One is born from the fact the world is a mikra, so mali hacha, mali hasam. One of them is because there's a certain mitzias which we of the world. Adam is that surah, and Torah is what provides that surah to Adam. We think hatana zocha elu shnei biyachad. Chavi vada shri b'tzal lakim, v'alma chavim yisol shasakei chemdash v'nivro oylam. Because they really are, this. It's Adam as the ish ha-Torah. To say that Adam is unimportant, Adam is what gives the world its tzura, its meaning. So he says, you have to understand this mission as including Malachim. But the Mishnah comes along, it says, Chaviv Adam Shivetzal Lakim, as opposed to what? As opposed to monkeys? As opposed to what? So, Bal Korchach Adam Mitzad de Bria Sachashuvim. And once again, today this is no longer so Pashit, but like upon him, he says it can't, you know, he's Medaik, it can't mean that. Al Shazza Lema Mitzad Shivetzal Lakim, Chaviv Afmalachim. But Amma Kiyesh Kan Chibal Chiba, Bimashin Naslam Klei Chemda, Shatari Ashtam Asada. So he says, somebody who is he says on the bottom, it's a census call over here, but he says, why is Umos not called Adam? The reason why they're not Adam is not because there's an inherent flaw, but rather the other way around. Because they are not shaykh to Torah, it's not because they're not became Torah. It's because Torah doesn't still suit to them as they are before the Yisrael. So somebody who is a Yisrael and is a Makrish Torah is still called Adam, because it's only Umas HaOlam, being that they have no shaykhs to Torah, are not don't have Tzuris Adam. So he says, Adam kriyam Adam because we have Torah, v'loy Umas HaOlam makrish HaTorah kriyam Adam. And so again, the word makrish HaTorah, he says here, is inserted by a censor, in other words, that goyim are included, but tachlis. The reason why is the difference in Yisrael and Musaylam lies in their tzushtal to Torah. She yesh b'Torah mach et mitzvah sesi lashon sod shirach meivorem v'chein shasa mitzvah sleis hasa lashon mitzvah choyme ad shal yidei ha-Torah hu adam legamri kimo yesh yizboya. So he adds something over here, a drop of a hezba on the combination of Ramach and Shasa. Ramach Evarim is the Milos Adam Mitzaris Tzura. Shasa Loisase, the purpose of Loisase is to reign in the Chomer so that it can be an appropriate platform for the Torah. So the positive aspects of the Torah are Ke'ilu, the Tzuras Adam. The Loisase are to allow for Tzuras Adam to exist. So Adam Hashalom is only when he shaykh the Torah Sichlis. Leiba Saga Shanivram, Akasagas Torah Sichlis, Shukemoi Sura Vehashlama La Adam, Ash Adam Ukalabria. Because Masig Vaskosa Torah Hashem Sodom, U Masig Vaskosa Hakoil, Vehu Madrega Yosel Yoina. Vehine Kashis Borchazel, Leilacha Sophie. Mal here is adding a point that to what he said before. He's continuing to explain, but now he's doing it on a much deeper level. He's continuing to explain why is it that Dafka Torah is the hisbeinus. And the idea and havana that will bring a person to his shleimus. Why not the idea and havana tefis about something else? He's still referring to that question. So he's saying as follows: Adam's innate tsura is that he gives tsura to the entire bria. So if we ask ourselves, what's the ma'as Adam that he gives tsura to the bria? A key word to that is that it must, by definition, include the entire bria. But let's give a dugma and a mashal. Imagine I buy a kit where you have different pieces that create a certain piece of furniture. Let's say a mashal, or I'm trying to make some sort of machine or whatever it is. So I get this thing and I start playing around with it. And I say, you know, I don't need a couch, but I could use a chair. So I'm going to take out the pieces that make a chair and create a chair. So when I take out those pieces, that is not at all the tsura of what I got. So I got sent a couch. I happened to make a chair out of some of the pieces and parts. Because I have not used all the pieces and the parts, Bal Karchach, I'm not, I haven't realized the tsura that was intended. It's not like nails and a hammer where make whatever you want to make with it. There's something definite came, a couch came in the mail. When I use the pieces and made a chair out of it and left over some pieces. So now what I've done is actually I have destroyed the couch. I've taken pieces and I've made a new tzura. when I was young, it was very popular those days. They used to sell these models. I don't know if anyone remembers them. They were like plastic models of a warship or of a plane, and you got this box with, you opened it up, there was like a lot of plastic pieces on a tree, like on a plastic rod. You snapped them off, you glued them together, could feed the instructions, and you were supposed to get a model that looked exactly like the model on the box. I wasn't particularly gifted. I was, let's say, challenged. And sometimes, most of the times, I'd be either missing pieces at the end or there would be extra pieces. So I realized that they never put in extra pieces and they never showed on pieces. And whatever I made might have been very nice, but it wasn't exactly what they had in mind. So the tfisas ha'adam. So if you're telling me that tfisas ha'adam is correct, it has to be a tfisa kololius, because that's what Adam is. Adam is the tzur of the entire bria. Maral says in different places, he asks Akasha, Hashem is Echad, then how could the Bria be so diverse? And the Maral, one of his terutzim is that Adam is the one that makes it Echad. All the pieces snap together to create one unit. So if we ask ourselves, what are the ideas that we would say Adam realizes Tzura with, it's no particular element. A Malach is a very, very, very chashva thing. It's not at all what Adam's job is. It's not a tzura. It's klapid the world as a whole, klapid the entirety of the world, universe. A malach is a chaymer, is a prat. So the tfisa of klal, as opposed to tfisa prat, is tzuras Adam. And if a person, the only place where a person can misbeinin and come up with these things is dafka in Torah and not anything else. Now there's another chazal, Maseches Menaches, Yovei Tovi Kabel Toiv Mitoiv L'Toiv. One is very interesting. Yovei Tovi is a Moshe, Echsiv, Batera Siki Toiv, Kabel Toiv is a Toiv, Echsiv, Lekta, Nsaita, Chemta, Salazevu, Mitoiv, Zakarish Baruch, Echsiv, Toiv Hashem L'Koil, Echsiv, Mel Yisrael, Echsiv, Echsiv, Hashem L'Toiv, Yovei Zevi Kabel Zeis Mizeh La'amzu, Yovei Zeh Moshe, Echabel Zeis U'Toira, Mizeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zekev HaVeir, La'amzu Yisrael, Shem, Amzu Gnisaka. Very strange chazal. What I mean, forgetting about the kind of the drash of the words, what is it? What does chazal want? I mean, what is chazal saying over here? I mean, we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah when they gave the Klal Yisrael. The first one, I could maybe just hear that, you know, everybody was very good. It was a wonderful shidduch. Klal Yisrael was good, Torah was good, Kadosh Baruch Hu was good, and everything is good together. The zeh, what's the zeh, 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 zeh? What does it want? What does chazal want over here? So again, let's go back let me first explain his main point, and then we'll see it inside. There are two inyanim in Torah that are almost tied to the sasri. Lemashal, I take somebody who's living a very crude life. He's not a mentira, he's not much of anything, and that's the world he lives in, that's where he's growing up, so he lives in, so on and so forth. There is a lifestyle that is way beyond it. A lifestyle that's ruchnius, that's kuloid, you know, and so on. That is at Basher Husham, it's a lifestyle that has no shaykhus din. And all the words we will say, a lamdin, a talmud chacham, a tzaddik, a dehaibin, a person, all of those words mean nothing in his context. So I take a person to a big makom Torah, to hashem makom Torah, and I point out to this boy, look at what type of people we have here. These are people that transcend your world in any way possible. Their musagim are different, their metzias are different also. Then, there's a second darga where I teach this person and I connect the person's world so that this person changes and becomes that. Those are two separate inyanim. So a person can have so the first thing starts with identifying a place, a setup that it is beyond, that transcends. That's called what he calls over here at Sur Nivdelis, is something that is beyond, it means something beyond the pieces and parts over here. The second thing is the kesha and the sheiches to the people that I am giving over to. So Torah has in itself two qualities, he says. The first thing is Torah itself is not the study of a successful society in any gashmistic way. There's nothing in Torah that relates to physical society as a physical society. It's all about ruchnius. And then we have the second part, which is almost the opposite, that Torah becomes the Tzuras Adam, which then becomes the Tzura de Bria. It connects itself to that. So now, this medrash that we just saw is going to explain both of these. So first is, toiv is defined as something that transcends our physical world. The different reasons for it, I was saying from my Shapiro's Rebbe that the word toiv means hemshich. It's something that's mamshich, like hatavis haneris. So anything that's mamshich Makadosh Baruch Hu is called toiv. Ra is something that's broken off, split off. Something that's chumri is means that its metzias is not aloki. So by definition, tov and ra like that. Another variation of it is tov is something whose own existence is nitzchiistic. Ra is its own existence disintegrates. Similar usage of words, but different focus. Anything that is ruchni, nivdal, has no end to itself. Anything that is physical falls apart, and so on. So he says, "Akem lo muchan lekav toras sirus ein lo b'chinu chamris kal rak mishesh madregat zeis gamkein shu nidal bol techamri ki lekav la teira tzarech achana." So to start the process, you need to have something that is toiv. So Moshe had a metzias that was nivdal. I mean, Moshe is the only one that, you know, was not married. He was parsh mei isha. He was kol kol davar kadosh baruch hu. V'kabel toiv. Moisbar katoy befrat yisim mekolin asiachsas lachomri. V'mashi gzias Hashem isbar polvad Moshe isbar. V'cholim soim esahatzim asiachsas lachomri. L'fikot tikar atoyer lekach toiv mitoyv shakadosh baruch hu. Klaisol has a quality. If we ask ourselves, in what way is Klaisol better that they are that Kashmak Torah, the quality that makes them roy for Torah is not that they're smart, but rather that they are, to a degree, they have in themselves an innate, metzias that is beyond chayma. Well, the fikach nikur toiv, shekol hashnim v'prisa chayma, toiv sherau b'chayma. Ve'al amadrega shnia sheshe toira, ki atoira yitzuras ha-metzias. Now the second half, that toira can snap into place and bestow a tzura onto a chayma. It's very interesting. In science, you'll have a lot of times the following issue. A person will come up with a certain principle that is true be'etzim, and if because this is true, this should happen. but it takes a long time to engineer it, to make a metzias that will bring this out. The equation that material would release energy was there long before they figured out how to get all the physical pieces in place to create that type of fission, of sustainable fission. So Al-Kapanim, the ability to do something in Chayma that reflects a principle beyond Chayma is a whole thing in its own right. So he says that's called Zeh. Zeh is something that is shared to Chayma because Zeh specifies something. It gives something clear gvulois. This. The Amar Yavi Zeh appears as Zeh Ne'emar Atzura, meaning Tzura to something. Atzura Echrei HaDava. Atzura HaDava Ki Zehu. V'zeh Shem Yavi Zehu Moshe. Ki Kvar Amarnu Nispelel Maka Macha Ki Moshe Kva Zeh B'Shosh Atzura Sisrael. V'im Shilom Es Yisrael V'am Ashim Es Yisrael. L'chach Omaz Ki Zeh Moshe Ish Kloima Ki Moshe Kvamo Yitzura El Yisrael V'lo Yadaynu Mahoy Eloi V'ef Shaliyas B'loi Mashtem HaKoyl. The reason why they were so devastated was because it was impossible for them to become anything without having a person that could stamp this tzura onto them. So he says this Chazal over is telling us that Klal Yisrael has Torah and Torah as well. Klal Yisrael has both milas. One is a sheiches to a world beyond, and that's the nivdol. That's the atzmius of what Torah is. And then the ability to take Adam and to make him fit that surah. So Torah itself, the values of Torah and what Torah is and what its metzias is beyond our metzias, and shaping ourselves to become a carrier of that surah is what's next. And that's why so that's the reason why both Yisrael and Adam Rishon and Klal Yisrael are the last to emerge. Because by definition, if you're trying to realize a tzura, so going back to my muscle with the kit, if I have a kit, And I need to create the warship that is supposed to destroy her or whatever aircraft carriers. So the pieces have to be there first. In the sense, unless all the pieces are there, it's only when I click the pieces together appropriately that the tzura emerges from it. So if this world is a world of chayma that's meant to project a tzura, that is of a different world. So on a theoretical level, the tzura came first. But on a practical level, in from the word bracious onwards, I want to explain in a minute, this helps us understand exactly what Chazal mean, that bracious, the things that were koidim lebracious, are paim shonakoidim lebracious, and then we have a Chazal that Adam was created last. In other words, koidim lebracious is in theory. So going back to the model that the person manufactures the model, he wanted to make a model for some sort of battleship. So that's what he had in mind. He then manufactured pieces that would fit that. And when I take all those pieces, once I have all those pieces and put them in place, so the last thing to emerge physically is the safe ma'aseh machshava b'tchila. So So the musig of umos, different umos and shivim umos, started with the raflaga. Torah is also called Zeis, because it's a tzur to Yisrael. Kmosh es baya eicha Torah hi kmo tzur l'adam. V'lachein royu shetekar ha-Torah Zeis. V'Hashem is baruch ala koil, shu tzur ha-chein ala koil. Mashem ha-koil l'fik v'nir ha-zeh v'dorin v'vore. I want to add one more nekuda here about the Zeh and the Zeis being tzura. When I say this, Zeis, so there's an interesting combination over here of two factors. Let's say when a person is talking about an idea, when I'm talking about a capable person, a good-hearted person, something along those lines, I'm talking about an idea. I don't have any specific physical manifestation in mind. So when I speak of a something or other, I'm talking about an idea, a concept, not about something specific. So that's a chisaron. So until I haven't specified something, until I haven't said zeh, zois, which is translates to the, or this, maybe better, this, I'm talking about an idea, but an idea that has no physical manifestation. Let's go the opposite. Imagine you have a bunch of matzahs. Let's go the other direction. Imagine a person is walking around a Viennese table, very fatracht and being misamic, which dessert he wants, and he was given strict instructions, only one per customer. So he looks and says, I want this one. Okay. Switch over to a case. Imagine somebody on Pesach is making a bracha on matzahs. So he has a half a dozen matzahs to give out. And somebody says, I want this matzah. So I'm going to scratch my head and say, Manishtana, pardon the pun. I was unintended pun. I mean, what do you mean this matzah? What was the difference? So a kid, you say, okay, kid's got Meshigasin. Well, how does the word this apply to the matzah? A matzah is a matzah is a matzah. They're all one and the same. They're all the same flat piece of matzah. What's the this over here? It's not shayach to apply the word this to something which is only chomer and has no tzura. So when I have 100 different desserts, I say, I want the one with the cherry, I want the one with the apple, I want the one that's this, that, the other. So the word zeh has actually a unique cross between representing some sort of idea. It has a teichen to it, and then it now has transferred over to something specific. So I had in mind a very sweet thing, and I look around and I say, this is the sweet thing I had in mind. But the matzah, it doesn't work, because I can certainly pick out a matzah and take a particular matzah. Matzahs are very, very concrete, very solid. But the word zeh, I mean, as a fukiwa, you know, what's the difference? So the word zeh, as applies to Torah, is taka, something like that. The reason why Torah has no end, is in Laila, is because it's not specific. Anything that has specific, you're doing X for purpose. Why are you making money? Because I want to afford a house, a car, and a trip. So once you have it, it's finished. Anything that is specific has a gvul to it. But if Torah is makiv koil, then it's makiv yom laila, it's makiv everything. It doesn't have gvulus either. You can't exclude Torah from any part of the Bria, time-wise either. Those that kasherot v'achem uskolos, v'nesachem v'achem derech emes, v'derech oyla Hashem v'achem kotcha yispoil. I guess I want to add one more thing as I'm learning it. This week, Tuesday is Moshe Shapiro's Yahrzeit. Whatever little I have in any of these inyanim, basically comes from him. The vast majority of whatever I have is from him. But I think if I can just put down the qualities of Moshe, I mean, he was somebody that you sensed his own tfisa transcended physical tfisa. He lived in a world that was ruchnistic tfisa, and he had a gift of being able to bring it down and give it words and a tzura and so on. You know, Kizayish Moshe was somebody that, for me and for many people in Haladar, was able to do that. He projected his sense, his world was a world that transcended this world, was a world of different musagim, and he was able to give it over to some degree, to give it over in a way that we were able to get a foothold on it, to stamp that image on our lives. Being it's his yahrzeit Tuesday, it's a zman to hope to be zeicha to more bizarre, I guess. Okay, any questions, any points? Okay, good. A good tivach, kaltiv.